Over 125 environmental professionals are working to remove the oil that spread up and down the coastline. The source of at least 21 tons of oily debris remains unknown, although it's suspected to be from the transfer of oil between ships. Carney says this spill is a reminder of why he and others discourage any development of offshore drilling along the Atlantic coast.
This is a very small spill, as they told me, in the scheme of things. And you can see this very terrible effect on the beaches, on wildlife. And again, just a reminder of that tremendous risk.
The Delaware River and Bay Cooperative, a nonprofit funded by the oil and transportation industries, dispatched a skimming vessel to remove oily debris found floating in and around the Delaware Bay. It's uncertain how long the cleanup effort will last, but Carney says it could get more difficult as crews try to move the smaller bits of debris rather than the large oily globs. Several beaches are closed temporarily, including Lewis, Dewey Beach, and the Delaware Beach Plum Island Reserve, to protect both the public and avoid tracking oil onto the sand. The U.S. Coast Guard strongly advises the public to avoid handling any oily debris, and instead contact DINREC's environmental hotline so they can clean it up. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.